Life is filled with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. But how do you hold on to his hand when you really can't see his hand? You really can't trace his hand, and his hand seems so far away. Baby, this calls for a stretch. Let's go.
Trailblazers Radio has merch. Check out our website, www.trailblazersradio.com/shop, to check out our store. You'll find an assortment of hoodies and t-shirts in various colors and sizes, as well as coffee mugs in various colors. Again, check out our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop to check out our merch. Thank you. What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but also the larger world around us. It is these types of conversations that edify, entertain, as well as heal. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations right here on Trailblazers Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling when you're really going out on the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, a VIP group. Follow my personal page, Latanya Harris-Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be. Because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished? Be poised. Be purposeful. Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
I'ma give myself congratulations because I made it. I'm on a whole new dimension. These miracles on top of blessings. Tell your followers to mention, to mention. You never get through. People change, seasons change. The levels raining all on you. It gets better from here. Ah, it gets better from here. Baby, looking good on me. No pressure, it's time to seek. suck at her therapy.
How y'all doing? I want to give you a disclaimer. I don't normally come on Thursday mornings and my face is looking different because I've just had dental work and this whole side of my face is numb. So if I look different, excuse me. If I sound different, excuse me. But today's impromptu show isn't just for you, it's for me. And I specifically have been playing Mookstar Dash's new therapy single. Go and buy it on all of your outlets where you get your music from. Good morning to you. It's 11:51 Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to an impromptu version of Critical Conversations Presents Power Hour, baby. This calls for a stretch. So you see the comments. You can send stars to Trailblazers with the Z Radio as well as Critical Conversations. You can do that to support us. I am Latanya Harris Gooden. Just call me LHG. And I thank you for joining me today in the live chat. Or if you happen to catch the replay, I thank you for that. And please be sure to comment so I can acknowledge you. Okay. So who am I? I am a woman of God, woman of purpose. I am a mother. I am someone who is a supporter. I am a prayer warrior. I am a human being. I am an African-American woman that is smart, brilliant. I am learning to love myself even more. So thank you for joining me again. I've had some dental work. So if you see me, my face is a little bit different. It's because I am still numb in the face. But anyway, I'm here to talk about the word stretch. Do you, if you are an exerciser, currently I am not, but I plan on getting there. But if you've ever exercised, hi son, my son Avery is in the chat. When you do workouts, and those of you who do workouts know this, they always have you stretch first. And today's word is stretch. Somebody put that in the comments, hashtag stretch. One thing about stretching, it prepares you for something that may be difficult. If you're going to get into an intense workout, cardio, aerobics, yoga, whatever it is that you do, your trainer or tells you, let's do some stretches because we want to get your ligaments and your joints and your muscles prepared for what's to come. Well, let's talk about stretching in the spiritual perspective because I don't know about you, but the way life has been lifing for me, this calls for a stretch. What does that mean? It means the mindset has to shift. You're going to have to do things differently in this season if you want a different result. And I hear people say that insanity is doing the same thing over and over, but expecting something different to happen. If you want something different to happen, you're going to have to do something different. So we're talking about stretching today. I'm not going to be on long. I want to read a blog that I found online about stretching. Hello, Mr. Beattie, the CEO of Trailblazers with the Z Radio is in the chat. Good morning to you, sir. Thanks for joining me. For a long time, I can speak for me. I went day to day doing the same things, get up at the same time, take your shower, eat the same food, drive the same way to work, go to the same job that you may or may not like, hang around some of the same people who you probably can't even stand. go online and do the same things. And you wonder why nothing's changing. And you wonder why you're not experiencing a level of happiness or fulfillment that you seek. Well, sometimes you can do the same thing and fall into a pit of mundaneness, if that's a word. Repetition works for some things in terms of honing your craft, doing things over and over on a job, learning the job. That's all good. But what happens when you have gotten to a plateau, whether on the job, in a relationship, in a business venture, where you feel like you're stuck? You're in this place where you're not being challenged. You're not being stretched. That's our word today. Somebody put it in the comments. We're talking about stretch today. We're going to break it down letter by letter. Then what happens is you become, picture the Michael Jackson Thriller video. And you got all these zombies doing this. That's how I see that stuck moment. You're a walking zombie. You're walking the green mile. There's nothing fulfilling you anymore. Nothing challenging you. Many of us have the kind of brains where if we are not challenged, we get bored very easily. And then we just shut down. Mr. Beattie says, I think for us to be stretched, we first have to be submerged. Ooh-wee! And I agree with that, because if I look at my life in corporate and it wasn't all bad, I was submerged. The final months of my corporate life was intense submersion. COVID had hit, took us by storm. It forced us to do things that we had kind of considered, but really wasn't trying to do. When you work around people who have been in a job for 30, 40 years and they get complacent with how we've always done things, we've always done it this way. Why fix it if it's not broken? Baby, did not COVID make us evolve? Did not COVID shut down buildings by the thousands? Did not COVID push us into a place where, dang it, we ain't got nowhere to go? Dang it, I ain't even know I ain't like you. We got to be in the house all day together. Baby, this has caused for a stretch, okay? These companies had to think fast. They came up with these departments called sustainability. Somebody put that in the comments. Sustainability. How do, let's look up the definition of that word and see what the good World Wide Web says that word means. Because all of a sudden, companies were trying to figure out, how do we stay afloat in all of these changes? So let's define it. It means meeting our own needs without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Ooh, let's find an even more simple definition. The ability to be maintained at a certain rate or level, the sustainability of economic growth. So now when COVID came, how do we sustain our companies where people can't go nowhere? People ain't buying cars like they used to. People ain't got much money. Everybody needs help. So companies had to figure out, it was doing good, doing the same thing for 50 years. But boom, here comes COVID, wipes out our plan and makes us go to the drawing board and think things out differently. Things will happen in your life that make you have to go back to the drawing board or back to the whiteboard and flush things out. I am a trainer by trade. I love teaching. Teaching has been my life. Teaching, mentoring, coaching has been my joy. And in my training classes, the kind of content I had to train, we had to write things out so people can understand the big picture. I am a visual learner. What kind of learner are you? Put it in the comments. Are you a visual learner? Meaning, if I can see you do it, then I can do it. Or can you just read something and then just do it? Can you pick up something that quick? Me, I need a combination of talk to me about it, show me how to do it, and then let me try it with you standing next to me. That's the kind of learner I am. Don't just give me a book to read and say, here, go do this job and be great. I need hands on. Somebody put OJT in the comments. On the job training. If you are trying to reach another level in your life, in God, in business, in ministry, in your health, you're going to have some OJT, on the job training. Some things you're going to have to learn as you go. You're not going to be able to know ahead of time. Some things are hashtag trial and error. Some things you're going to bump your head, and you have to allow people, okay, leaders out there, you have to allow your employees to make mistakes and not condemn them. When you publicize a person's errors more than their triumphs, you're not a good leader. Okay? I have had someone lead me that way. All of my mistakes were always publicized. But when it came to me doing good things, taking a hit for the team, coming in early, staying late, I didn't, no words about that. Watch how you lead leaders. You're going to have to begin to recognize those who are shining, recognize those who are improving. Okay. And I tell people too, if you are a leader, don't just reward the person with the highest score. Say you in school. Let's go back to grade school. Hey, Allie, let's go back to grade school. And you have that person who consistently gets the highest score on their test, 99, 100, 98, and they're going to get every month the same award. Congrats to Johnny. Once again, for the 100th time, he has gotten the highest score on the math test. Well, what about the person who got the lowest last time, but this time they brought it up to 75? You're going to have to reward the most improved. Come on. I don't know why I went there, but you're going to have to reward the person who improves too, not just the one who has the highest score. So I'm talking about stretch. And today is a stretch. This week has been a stretch. I have been enjoying doing what I love to do, vendoring at the cathedral in Detroit. Shout out to the Michigan Northeast Historic First Jurisdiction. There it is. Of the Church of God in Christ. I had my teeth done today, so I can't talk the best. We have been in a week-long conference, the Ministers and Workers Conference, where all those who work in ministry come to hear a word and to get motivated. Well, guess what my word is for you all workers? Stretch. And that's for anybody. If you are looking for God to take you to another level in Him, then that means you're going to have to stretch. When you don't feel like studying the word, when you don't feel like going to church, logging in is cute and it's convenient, but there is something about being in the presence of the saints, assembling together, corporate to worship. It's a whole different experience. So you're going to have to stretch beyond what you've normally done. Go back to my first example. When you are exercising, first things first, get them stretches. You stretching and you doing this and you moving around. And come on now, picture a rubber band. You pull that thing. Pull that thing. So when you're stretching, you're preparing for what? I want my joints and my muscles, whether it's my brain muscle, my physical muscle, whether it's my intellectual muscle, I want to stretch because what's to come may be a little difficult. Ooh-wee. So if you're stretching every day and you recognize the enemy is always up to something, he's always plotting and planning against us. But when you stretch, you are prepared and you're fully armored and fully covered. And that way it's not so surprising. Don't you know that when you get in the presence of God and things are going good in your life and you say, oh, Lord, Everything is just wonderful. Don't you know the enemy is in the corner? Oh, I can't have her happy. I can't have that girl succeeding. I can't have her doing what she do and impacting the world. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench. No. But when you've stretched and you've studied the word and you've been in the presence of God and you have that mindset of, nah, devil, you ain't messing with me. So this week, every night I have been down at the cathedral for the ministers and workers meeting with my jewelry. Shout out to Polished on Purpose Paparazzi. I am an independent paparazzi consultant, and I've been doing it for almost four years. I love it. It's a great way to make extra money on your own time. Very flexible. There's that stretch. Very flexible in terms of how you work it. I've gotten amazing training, built my confidence. But hey, Cousin Kenyatta, but it has been a stretch because physically I've been tired. I get down there about 5:30 or 6, get set up. Service may end at 9:30 or 10. I, you know, take my stuff down. I may get home after 11. Stretch. That's the word for today. Stretch. When you have a goal, when you're looking to transition out of the corporate into the creative, or maybe you're looking to start a business on the side, a side hustle that can become your main squeeze, guess what? It's going to take a stretch. If you're going to work and you're punching in 9 to 5, from 6 to 10 might be when you do your business. And you may not go to bed to 11. I did that. I worked in the morning and worked my business at night. Yes, I did a stretch. I'm not saying it was easy, but it has been worth it. You cannot give all of your energy to a 9 to 5, but only give your business 20%. Is that fair to you? No. What I suggest is you give what you have to give to your 9 to 5, your 8 and skate, but take those marketable skills, punctuality, customer service, creating relationships, how to handle budgeting, how to advertise, how to market. Take all of your daytime 9 to 5 skills and transfer them over to your entrepreneur efforts. Everything you've been taught, the good, the bad, and the ugly, Kenyatta, in a 9 to 5 atmosphere, all that we have endured. And maybe you had a great time working. But I've been out there over 30 years, and I had good, bad, and ugly experiences. All the times you've had to go toe-to-toe with someone and prove your worth when you shouldn't have to, because your work should have been enough. All the times you've had to show up when nobody else did. All the time you put extra in it to fine-tune stuff, everybody else just left it alone. Take that same energy, that same drive, that same motivation, and transfer it to your business. Because when entrepreneurism starts, nobody is going to hand you an itinerary of what to do. You are the boss. You're talking about stretching. Stretch, stretch. So if you are the boss, you get up and you decide what time that's going to be, and you decide, how am I going to make money today? Am I going to go live today? Am I going to take my bling bag to the hairdresser and introduce the ladies to my business? Am I going to do a messenger party? Am I going to reach out to my best customers by text message and say, hey guys, I have some fashion fix coming? I'm talking to myself this morning. Stretch, stretch. You may not feel like it. I have had work on my mouth today and the numbness is wearing off, but I haven't been live on my show this week. I've done some replays. So I stretched to come on and talk to people and encourage myself. I ain't going to be long today. I ain't going to be long. Let me tell you how I broke down stretch. The S is speak on it. And I'm put comments in there as we go through. Speak on it. Many of you, of us, because I had to put myself in here, have been too quiet. Speak on it. Number one, what do I mean speak on it? If you have a business, if you have an anointing on you where you are able to bake cakes, MC events, you're able to do podcasting, you're able to sing, but you're not talking about it, how is anybody going to ever know what you can do? So number one, stretch. The S stands for speak on it. Wake up and speak on it. All right. Don't be afraid to promote. Self-promotion is not selfish. How else is the world going to know what your business is, what you are all about, what you stand on, what your core values are if you don't speak on it? All right. Number one, speak on it. Be willing to stretch and go beyond your comfort zone. Oh, I'm too shy to do a video. Or I'm too shy to do a vendor show. I'm too shy to go live. Well, then you're not going to make any money. Right now, entrepreneurism is not for the shy. I'm talking about stretching today. You're going to have to be the driver in this vehicle. You are no longer the 9-to-5 passenger when you are a business owner. And your entire finances is built upon your business. You are in the driver's seat. So if you don't promote your business, if you don't get business cards, if you don't get boots on the ground, as Dr. Shirley McKellar would say, if you don't get boots on the ground, how are people going to know about your business? My accountability partner is Emma Wells, Tracy Curry, Pamela Beasley. We have a whole group. And we talk about our goals. Are we going live 3 days a week? Are we going to do a 7-7-7? 7 minutes, 7 days, 7 pieces, 10-10-10, 10 minutes, 10 pieces, 10 days. What are we going to do to stretch? But baby, I know it don't always be easy. We are dealing with circumstances, trials, tribulations, issues, turbulence. Physically, I have been struggling, financially, everything. So I don't always feel like the stretch. But guess what? When it came time to go down to the cathedral this week and do my jewelry, I said, I'll sign up. So I had to sacrifice because I want to get my business out there. And there's another part to this. I enjoy the fellowship of the saints. When I go down every night and set my jewelry out before the people of God, when I tell you I have had people come up to me and hug me because we're Facebook friends that had never met, I have had people pray over me that have spoken life and success over my business. So when I go down to the cathedral every night this week, yes, it's to make money, but it's also to create unbreakable relationships and to connect. We don't connect enough. We are so in our own corner. I got to get mine. You got to get yours. No, I was so blessed this week just by the saints. I remember you and you're so kind. Latanya, I just love your spirit. That does something to me. So the S in the word stretch is speak on it. Talk about your books you've written. Anthologies or not, it doesn't matter. It's you. If you had anything to do with it, speak on it. If you've recorded albums, I don't care if you recorded it in 1972. Honey, grab that 8-track and speak on that thing. And I'm talking to myself. Latanya Harris-Gooden is multi-talented, multifaceted. I was asked today to MC a service. And I'm honored that people would think of me in that capacity. But I love to talk. And I love the saints and I love God. I've done my first virtual MCing last year with my sister Coco. I had never done an MCing on a virtual service ever. Didn't know what to expect. Didn't know how I was going to feel. Didn't know how I was going to do. When I tell you, I sat back and said, Holy Ghost, do your thing. And I'm just going to sit back and fold my arms and watch you work. Honey, that's how I work that thing. Because I learned how to be authentically me. If you are trying to compare yourself to somebody else and do exactly as they can inspire you. But do not be an imposter of them. Let people be your motivation, your inspiration. But when it comes to being you, no one can be you like you. LHG has been able to I've done some voiceovers. I want to do more of that. Been on the radio. God has blessed me, and I'm asking him to continue to do that and stretch this platform and the entire network all over the world. But I don't talk nearly enough about what I do. I show up, but you don't hear me talk about what I can do, because we've been conditioned to feel uncomfortable about self-promotion. But don't you know people was getting promoted in these companies because they got big mouth about themselves? So stretch. The S is speak on it. The T. The next letter is T. The T stands for tell your story. And I'm typing it in the comments. We did number one, speak on it. Tell your story, which is very close to the first one, speak on it. But I'm specifically saying when you tell your story and you release some of the stress, some of the pressure, some of the tension. When I went to the dentist today, which is why I have some numbness in my mouth. It's getting better as I talk. But the dentist was telling me, I started teeth grinding at night. Teeth grinding comes from stress. And he said, the way that you stop teeth grinding, you need to remove stress from your life. I said, easier said than done, dentist, because stress is everywhere. But he's telling the truth, because if I teeth grind, I got a crown put in today. If I grind my teeth all night, I'm going to dislodge the crown. And then what's the purpose of getting dental work done if you're going to teeth grind and undo it? Telling your story releases some of the pressure that may have been set up in your spirit over the years. Many of you are uncomfortable with the whole thing of telling. I tell it all. People can just be mad. I don't really care. But there is something therapeutic about telling. Confession breeds healing. So the first T in stretch is tell your story and own it. Even if there were things in your story that you aren't proud of. Ooh, where's my T? Even if your story contains elements of you that others may not be familiar with, it's going to make you real. Some people look at people, oh, they just got everything. They just so perfect. No, honey. No. You may see me get up here smiling and having a good time, and I do that. This is who I am. But trust me, there is a story behind my praise, my worship, my hooping, and my hollering. Telling your story, in my opinion, lets the devil know you can't expose me. I done already told it. Hold on, I got a drink to that. Devil, you can't expose me. Some people want to go in and tell on you. Think about when you were young and you have your siblings or cousins. And oh, I'm telling mama. I already told her. Hey, mama. I did it. Now what? Hashtag now what? Some people think that they want to get up here and talk crap about you and say this and say that. But baby, I done already told it. I done beat you to it. And the good thing is the people who heard me tell my story still love me. The ones who are for me and assigned to me still love me. Now what, boo? Why you on the campaign trail trying to discredit me? Why you on the campaign trail trying to scandalize my name? Why you on the campaign trail trying to make me look bad? Baby boo, I done told my story and my reputation precedes me. Jesus the Christ. Watch people who always come into you with a story. They don't even let you tell your own story. They didn't went and told it already. Watch those kind of people who always in your ear about somebody else's stuff. What are they saying to them about you? Watch them kind of people. Watch it. So the T was tell your story. Now we're at the R. We are doing an acronym for those who just came in, an acronym for the word stretch. This show is called baby. This calls for stretch. whoever out there listening and watching, if you're like me and you've been dealing with some major hurdles, whether it's health hurdles, financial hurdles, job hurdles, marital hurdles, children hurdles, whatever it has been, it's like, well, Lord, when is going to let up? Baby, this is going to call for a stretch. So the S will speak on it and the T will tell your story. Now the R is going to be reach higher. I'm typing it in the chat and you can type it too. Reach higher. And I'm going to subtitle that remove distractions. Reach higher / remove distractions. So when you stretch, let's break this down. The whole purpose of stretching before a workout is to make sure you are getting your body prepared for a reach. If I was to just go in the gym today, just LAG, just show up to Planet Fitness and just start treadmilling and bicycling, I probably wouldn't last longer than 5 minutes, if that, because my body has not been prepared for workout. I have not gone in a gym in years before COVID. I have not exercised intentionally in a long time. Now I can get through the doctor's office, but I've had some issues where I haven't been able to do that. So when you are stretching, you're reaching higher than what you normally do. If you do the same thing at the gym for a whole year and your body has gotten used to it and you haven't intensified your workout, you probably ain't going to drop weight. Probably not. If we stayed in first grade and just kept repeating first grade for 12 years, where would we be? Where would we be? We had to go to first, second, third, fourth, all the way up to 12th in college. And each time, each grade level, come on here tonight or this afternoon, each grade level had to get harder. It took what you learned last year and added on to it to get you to learn more. We're talking about reaching higher. If life has been lifing like it has for me, then we are going to have to reach. What do you mean when you say reach higher, LHG? See yourself doing greater, even when you don't feel it, even when you don't see the manifestations. You got to see this thing before you see this thing. Faith is the substance of, come on, things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't know where I'm stepping, God. I'm literally stepping blind as I reach higher. But because of my faith in you, Lord, I know that when I put my foot out, you won't let me fall. Reach higher. When someone asks you to do something, whether you are a musician and you get a gig or whether you are a speaker and you get an engagement, don't take it if it don't scare you. Ooh, let me sip. When you reach higher, if it isn't something challenging to you, maybe you shouldn't do it. To stretch and to reach higher, that means you might be uncomfortable. Lord, can I do that? Can I MC that program? Ooh, I've never done that before. I responded to a post yesterday. And it said, we're looking for someone to help with da 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 da. And I said to myself, I sure wish I had training for that. So some just told me to just respond. I wish I was able to do that with training. The response was, we'll train you. How do you know if you don't try? Reach higher. Stop giving up so easily. Hi, DeBrasha. Hey, superstar. We got to reach higher, y'all. If you still doing this for 10 years, then no, you're not going to go any further than this. When you start doing this, oh, my arm is, ooh, that hurt. I know it hurt because you're stretching. But guess what? That arm is about to start changing. That arm is getting stronger and stronger. And then you do this. Then you do this. Then you do this. Come on. I'm talking to myself today. Because sometimes it's hard to even get out the dang on bed. You don't know what people are dealing with on a day to day. You only see them looking good. You see them shining. You see them thriving. You don't know what goes on when the camera ain't on. So we're doing stretch is our word for the day for you all who just came in. The S is speak on it. The T, tell your story. The R, reach higher and remove distractions. For many of us, social media has become a distraction. Many of us do it for business, and I do that too. But if you are online and you just getting in people's mess and you getting upset and commenting and clap backing and snapping on people, remove distractions because you are going to make your mind go to a dark place. Use social media for good reasons, to connect with people, sell your jewelry, do what you're going to do. But if you are on social media looking for jump offs and arguments, that's a distraction. Stop it. Don't have your phone in the bed every night because you on the phone at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., losing sleep, worried about what people are doing. We got to change. We are reaching higher and we're removing distractions. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So sometimes the enemy will use those close to you to get you to do this. And you turn. And now you off path. The enemy don't want you to be on course. Stay, Auntie Emma says, stay the course. Reach higher and remove distractions. That's the R. All right? Here we go. We on the E. Elevate your thinking. If you don't think you'll succeed, you won't. If you don't think you'll lose the weight, you won't. If you don't think you'll love again, you won't. If you don't think you can do that project, you won't. If you don't think you can sell 10 pieces a day, you won't. You won't. It starts here. It starts in your corridors of your mind. And what kind of mind do you have? Huh? For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. What is a sound mind? A sound mind is one that focuses on God and the word. And whose report are you going to believe? Yes, I know what the doctor said, and he is trained and he is mandated to give you tests and tell you the facts about your condition. But the truth is that God is our chief physician and he is our healer. So when you say, okay, doctor, thank you for letting me know. I will make sure I take the medication. I'll make sure I eat better. I'll make sure I go for a walk. But I'm also going to say, now, Lord, you heard that right. His report, God's report said, I'm healed, I'm free, and I got victory. Come on. The E is to elevate your thinking. When the enemy comes into your mind and tells you lies, you ain't gonna make it. Lies. You're gonna be broke. Lies. Nobody love you. Lies. He is a liar. So that means you believe the opposite of what the enemy tells you. If he tells you you broke, you turn around and say, I'm rich. The opposite is true. The enemy is a, there's no truth in the devil, none. You can't believe anything. Ain't no white lie with him. A lie is a lie, and he's the father of lies. So when he comes around you trying to say, yep, doctor said you got this condition, you ain't gonna ever be able to do this again, do that again, work, impact children, you will never sing again, you will never love again, nobody gonna want you, you getting fat because of the medication, tell him to leave you alone. Resist him so he can flee. Elevate your thinking. And to do that, watch your connections. Watch people who are always draining you of your energy. Change your surroundings, all right? Let's keep going. I'm going to get out of here in about 20 minutes. We are on the next T. Touch and impact. The next T in stretch, S will speak out. The first T was tell your story. The R was remove distractions and reach higher. E, elevate your thinking. And T, touch and impact. You are going to have to come out of your comfort zone. Okay? And if God has anointed you, to speak to the people, to train, to mentor, to coach, to lead. You are going to have to get out here and touch people safely and impact them as God has assigned you to. God has given us all an element of greatness. It is up to you to water, cultivate, get the soil together. Many of us have been assigned to touch nations, to change the world. But many of us have been shy, or I don't think they're going to listen to me. Who going to read my book? Who going to watch my podcast? No, touch and impact. If he said do it, if he said write it, if he said sell it, if he said speak it, do it. Touch and impact. It is time for us to step away from it all being about us. I don't feel good. I don't this. I don't have. I. No, honey. God has assigned everybody to touch somebody. And if we get up in the morning and ask God in our prayer time, Lord, allow me to touch and impact everybody you've assigned for me this day. If God says stop at this store, I don't normally go to that store, Lord. Do what he says to do, because there may be somebody in that grocery store line that needs you or that will bless you. Touch and impact, all right? Next is C. C, catch up on your rest. Yes, this is the word stretch. Some of you have been so sleep deprived, so fatigued, so anxious, so gotta be moving that you're not resting. How are you going to hear from God? How are you going to get the downloads from heaven when you so tired physically, so tired mentally? Everybody is pulling on you. Everybody needs you. You are depleted. How are you going to touch and impact? How are you going to elevate? How are you going to reach higher when you have nothing for you? You are empty. You are pouring from a cup that ain't got nothing in it. No more. We're not riding cars on E no more. Messing up transmissions and engines and stuff. We're not doing that no more. Your body was designed to need rest, hydration. When we don't take care of our temple, Jesus, when we don't care for our temple, we are going in the danger zone. We are going into the shutdown zone. We are going into the zone of danger. Your body is going to tell you when enough is enough. And if you don't catch up on your rest, your body will shut down. So the C is to catch up on your rest. All right? I'm almost done. Those of you who have just come in, we're talking about stretch. Stretch. I call the show, baby. This going to call for a stretch. Why? Because things have been happening in the world that we have been so bogged down with issues and stress. Somebody got to hold on. Is that going to be you? I know I am. Our last letter is H. The letter H is help. Is available. Help is no longer be embarrassed to ask for help. Do not allow the devil to make you embarrassed and humiliated because you have to ask for help. There are people that God has assigned to you to confidentially be there for you, not blast your business out on the street. No. When God assigns someone to you, he has vetted them and he knows their integrity level. Okay? Get you someone that God has assigned to you to be accountable for and to help you when you can't really help yourself. Help is available. Do not be so isolated that the enemy comes in your mind and he takes you out of here. No, we will not succumb to unlifing ourselves. We will not succumb to anxiety and depression. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. My God shall supply all of my needs according to what? His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm the head, tail, above and not beneath. Help is available. Everybody needs somebody. You cannot do life 100% alone. I don't care. Well, I don't like people. People don't like me. God created us to crave community. Okay? That's why I have communities. Come on now. Let me go get my comments here. Debracia says, build it up by persevering. Facts. Pam said, yes, struggling. The R was for reach higher and remove distractions. The E was elevate your thinking. You better teach it. Thank you, Debracia. The T was touch and impact. Touch and impact. That's right, Debracia says. I love y'all for being in the comments. I don't know why this came to me, but I have to do what God says to do. And the C was to catch up on your rest. And then the last one was help is available. Pam says, amen. Let me tell you something. The enemy is so cunning that he will convince you it is never weakness to ask for help. Friend, as a matter of fact, it's courage. Courage says, I can't do this alone. Courage says, I'm going to get help. My God, come on here. Woo. Thank you, Pam. And I needed it too. I needed this, Pamela Magruder. Hey, Auntie. Hello, hello, hello. I needed this. It's time to stretch. It's not going to always be comfortable, but it will be worth it. So if you go to work and you know your route to work includes construction, the stretch is to leave earlier. Boy, I'd be so sleepy. Get up earlier because you can't be late to work. Stretch. Plan. Prepare. Help is available. You don't have to maneuver through life by yourself. I promise you, you don't. I promise you, because there are people who God has assigned to you. God has sent me some amazing people who I can glean from. Debracia Tony Hale is in the comments. That's my sister. And she's coming back on the show. Auntie Emma, accountability partner. Pamela Magruder, my sister, Fred, my podcast boss, y'all coming through here. Everybody needs good, solid connections. Have an accountability partner in every part of your life, your business life, maybe your marriage life, have an accountability couple. Maybe in your ministry, have somebody you're accountable to on your weight loss journey. And I love you too, Sister Debracia. I love you. And I'm so proud of you as well. Y'all follow my people coming in here. Follow everybody in this chat, okay? This is my village, okay? So we're talking about stretch. When you get ready to do your workout, and I missed my trainer, rest in peace, Troy Waldron. When I went to have the surgery back in 2012, and it make you lose so much weight to even qualify, he said, Tanya, I'm going to get that 40 pounds off you. And I said, Troy, I'm kind of embarrassed to even work out around people. Stretch, honey. Stop being embarrassed. At this point, I'm a big girl. Y'all see it. Y'all ain't blind. Stop being embarrassed to go places. I don't know who I'm talking to. Stop being embarrassed to go somewhere because you feel you're too big or somebody going to look at you some kind of way. You can be perfect and somebody going to look at you sad-eyed. God created us. We may have put on some weight, dropped some weight here. Weight is weight, child. It come and go like the wind. But as long as you are representing yourself in the right way, you get up in the morning, you're getting fresh, putting on your clothes and getting you some beautiful paparazzi accessories from me, side note and shameless plug, it's okay. Don't say, I want people to look at me a certain way. I want God to see me and be pleased. I want God to know that I am representing him the way I'm supposed to. Yes, yes, Debracia, we have to learn to love ourselves. So let me tell you, I've been obese the majority of my life. In 2012, I did the bariatric surgery and I lost over 150 pounds. Over the years, and stressors and job and relationship woes and all that, I did gain the majority of that back. Not all of it, but I did. And guess what? It is what it is. I'm no longer embarrassed to say that. I'm stretching myself even talking about it. Okay? But the thing is, it is what it is. Now here I am. I want to get the weight off the natural way by de-stressing, okay? Having the right people around me, speaking my truth, doing what I have to do, the whole stretch acronym. That's going to help me lose weight. Do you know that? Fred says, we have to realize that we are humans and we are very fallible. We are. We're not perfect. We lose weight, we gain weight. We happy, we sad. We do right and we do wrong. But I know this whole stretch was for me. When the dentist told me, you're doing all this, thank you, sis, you're doing all this teeth grinding because you're stressing. And in my thought about stress, I got to do something different and stretch in my life. I got to S, speak on it. T, tell my story. R, reach higher, remove distractions. E, elevate my thinking. T, touch and impact. C, catch up on my rest. And H, know that help is available. This was for me, y'all. Thank you for coming along for the ride as I encouraged myself. Please share. Please tag. I will be back at the cathedral tonight. We've been doing the Ministers and Workers Conference with the Michigan First Northeast Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. I've enjoyed the fellowship. The first night wasn't the best, but then it's starting to grow. And I've been doing great with my sales and stretch. I kept coming back. I couldn't let the first night, it was light. I couldn't let that deter me. I came back Tuesday. I came back Wednesday. And I'm going back tonight and tomorrow because I trust God. And on top of making sales, I am getting to know people and relationships. I just love you, DeBracia. You're so sweet. Hey, pretty lady. Fred says, stretching requires something we don't always do, acceptance of ourselves. Let me tell you this. I accept the fact that I have gained weight, but I accept the fact that I can lose the weight. I accept my truth in Christ, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He strengthens me. I can do all things through him. Not through myself. I love cookies and Aceman pound cake. Through him, I love pasta. Through me, I love pasta. But through him, I can lose my weight. Through him, I will drink my water. Through him, I will occupy my mind and do something different. Food is not the only thing on the earth. We got work to do, y'all. We got stretching to do. Y'all stretching? I thank you for joining me today. I had some work done on my mouth, so my speech is a little slurred. I'm still numb. But I came on anyway because I knew I had to get this out. I had to speak on it. I had to do it. So here is your homework. Get your journal. If you're not a journaler, I'm going to ask you to try it. And if there is something that you feel God pulling you to do, but you've been afraid to do, I need you to write and journal about it. Pray about it. And reach out to me about it. Can we be each other's accountability partner? Do you mind letting me in your life? If there is something that God has been, you got that pull, whether it's singing, whether it's writing, whether it's play auditioning, whether it's, selling paparazzi, which I would love to talk to you about, by the way, $20 can get you your own business, $20, okay? If you feel that pull, but you've been scared about it, get a journal. Write down the stretch acronym that we talked about today. Pray on it and then reach out to me so I can pray with you so we can be accountable to each other. You don't have to do this by yourself. No. But the issue is if you don't do something, you will live with regret. Because what if that thing that God is pressing you to do gave you the breakthrough you've been asking him for? We cannot operate in fear anymore. We shall not operate in fear, anxiety anymore. It is paralyzing. It is kryptonite. Come on. You are sitting on a gold mine, ma'am. You are sitting on a gold mine, sir. Don't you know on the other side of fear is everything you've ever needed? I got to get out of here. Jesus. on the other side of fear is good success from God. So God didn't say fear doesn't exist. Huh? What he said is he didn't give you the spirit of it. Fear exists. Yes. But he said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. God didn't give us that spirit. It's not godly. Get your notebook. I got 25 notebooks around. This says, dream it, wish it, do it. I got all kind of motivational notebooks and calendars. Get it done. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. And yes, thank you for tuning in. I am so appreciative. That's why you got to subscribe. I don't normally come on Thursday. That's why you're going to have to. Is it Tuesday or Thursday? I don't know what day. I think it's Thursday. You got to subscribe to Trailblazers with the Z Radio and Critical Conversations with LHG on YouTube. On Facebook, it's Trailblazers and just, you know, my podcast name. But go to YouTube too. I want to build it up because Facebook was down. YouTube is still up. We got to get this YouTube built back up. We shall not operate in fear any longer. Thankful Thursday. Thank you, Debracia. My day is all mixed. I've been at church every day and they all mixed up. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that God gave me a word for me, even at the dentist. I hate the dentist. But I can now chew better. I can eat my food better. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you all taking your time to come through here today. Power hour. Baby, this calls for a stretch. Your homework is to stretch. Get your journal. Write these things down. When God wakes you up in the middle of the night with visions and dreams and thoughts and ideas, come on, write it. Write the vision. Make it plain. Make it plain. Everything you need is on the other side of fear. My God, God is going to do it. When we stop being afraid and be willing to speak up about what God has given us as talents and anointing, we're going to do some big things. LaTanya Harris Good and LHG Consulting is at your service. If you have a business and you need someone to help with onboarding, with typing letters, with proofreading documents, you need help with some admin work, let LHG Consulting help you with that. If you are beginning a call center and you need someone to kind of help you who's worked in one for over 20-something years to understand the logistics of a call center on how to get people staffed in and get those calls routed and training for customer service, that's me. LHG is getting ready to do some big things. I'm scared, but I'm doing it anyway. And I know God hasn't given me the spirit of fear. So even though I may be a little fearful, I know it didn't come from God. And I'm denouncing that spirit every day. We're going to do some big, bold things in our lives. We're going to touch and impact people. But it's going to be God helping us do it. I love you all. I will see you soon. Go and shop Polished on Purpose. I have a Facebook VIP group. Got some brand new pieces in. Matter of fact, since y'all are here, let's look at some jewelry while y'all here. $5 bling is the real thing, honey. Look at that. Look at that necklace. $5. $5. Earrings as well. All of our female necklaces come with free earrings, complimentary earrings. This beautiful piece of jewelry is $5. Every color you can think of in the rainbow. I do what I love and I wear what I love. I wouldn't sell you anything that I wouldn't wear. So if you want to learn more about how $20 can help you begin a business, it may begin as a side hustle, but it can turn into your main squeeze, boo boo. I'm telling you, I would love to speak with you. Look at this bracelet. Isn't that cute? It's like snake skin, $5. Isn't that cute? Look how thick that is. A beautiful, earthy beige. Look at that. The favorite for me is the ones that stretch. Stretch. Look at that, $5. I got to go. Please tag, please share. I will be back on Saturday. We're going to continue with our blended family series on how to blend the step parents and the step children, and what can we do to bring back the dining room table? I did a post about board games, Connect Four, Life, Monopoly. We don't do that anymore. Everybody is on knees right now, but we are talking about going back to quality family time with no phones. My godfather, shout out to Dwayne Bowens, when we're at their house having dinner, he don't allow people to be, put them phones away, because he's family oriented and he wants us to bond and grow and learn about each other. I got to get out of here. Thank you all for coming through. I'll see you Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everyone.